This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's a very good player, playing with Patrick Mahomes for a while, and the chemistry is undeniable. So just making sure that we can affect that chemistry, you know what I'm saying, with either the rush or how we're playing Kelce, just making sure that we can disrupt that.
Bills cornerback Taron Johnson, he's got a lot to do.
Yeah, big opportunity for him for a big game.
I mean, I wouldn't call it opportunity, it's a challenge. You know, like, he's one of the best in the league at what he does. But it's going to be a tough one for him because it's the Chiefs and Mahomes, and who knows what kind of voodoo, wizardry, and BS the Chiefs have in their sleeves this time around. Welcome back to Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley here with you. Bills Chiefs about to get going tomorrow afternoon in the 425 game, CBS.
The CBS primetime.
CBS primetime, national broadcast. They're bringing their entire crew here, and I'm happy to see it. For the sake of just highlighting the city again, you want to highlight the big things about, you know, where we live, what we like to do, what we can do, the great places you can go. The game itself, I'm towing a very dangerous line.
You don't care.
Admittedly, it's not completely I don't care. It's that I care about a lot of things more than a Bills win on Sunday. I care more about the Bills getting out of this game healthy. I care more about, quite frankly, my own mental health from this game and trying not to take it too seriously. Because the Chiefs, all throughout this season, have been making plays in games and winning games almost as fraudulently as possible. Patrick Mahomes has legitimately looked bad in games, and they are somehow still 9-0. They've been beating teams and fan bases in frustrating ways. That's the problem. So when I say voodoo, wizardry, and BS, that is because that's what the Chiefs have been this year.
It is. It's kind of ridiculous, honestly. I watch those games, and I'm like, hey, you know what? They're going to win this one. That Denver one, I was very much hoping Bo Nix would be able to get the job done, and they essentially did.
Bills are one of the best scoring teams in the National Football League. As a matter of fact, they've gone four straight games scoring 30 or more points.
Mm-hmm.
The Kansas City Chiefs have scored 30 points quite literally one time this year, and they needed overtime to do it.
Right.
So
they seem beatable on the surface.
As a logical fan, I'm not scared of this game. I'm also not overhyping this game because it is exactly what it is at this point. It is a regular season football game with an opportunity to pull closer to the one seed. But until the rest of the NFL stops punching itself in the groin against the Kansas City Chiefs, I might as well kiss away the one seed for this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm okay. I'm at peace with that already.
I think we were at peace with that. You and I have had this conversation. The Bills are not going for the one seed at the beginning of the season. They went 3-0, subverted everyone's expectations, lost in a big way to Baltimore, and then close one in Houston. They're 8-2 right now. Best start since 1993. But at the same time, I never really had a one seed as an expectation for the season, so I wouldn't be upset if it didn't happen.
Exactly.
You're winning your division. right?
You're winning your division by a lot.
By a lot right now. And I'm not saying that can't get close. It's, God forbid anything crazy happens, right? But at this point, you're going to the playoffs where you're at right now.
If the right things happen, the Bills could have a six-game lead on the division.
Yeah. You're going to the playoffs.
With six games left.
Mm-hmm.
So you already have the inside track. I'm pretty sure if everything goes right, the Bills could all but clinch it before Thanksgiving.
Allen's on track to beat a record, too. Number of wins in a quarterback's first certain number of years. Russell Wilson's at like 75. He's at 71.
You know what's interesting, though, is that wins are not a quarterback stat.
They're not. It is interesting, but technically, I guess it is okay counted. But
so here's the thing. I know the Bills can beat them. And I will say the same thing if they meet in the playoffs. I also know that they have a problem with the playoffs. I was a little too edgy on the approach earlier in the week. More or less like, I don't care about this game at all. Just get out of it healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my reasons for it was, I don't care about what happens here tomorrow. I care about what happens in January. And I would take losing this game in the most blindingly dumb way possible to ensure that we get something back as a fan base and the Bills get their blood in the playoffs. Jeremy said something and said more or less, he said, you don't get to make that deal. And he's right. That said, my priorities about this team are higher. I don't care about this game being lauded as game of the week. It's another game. And that's the big deal. Is that this is another game. Get out of this game as healthily as you can. Get your bye week.
Mm-hmm.
Get your guys back.
Right, because San Francisco is a little bit scarier now coming out of the bye week with Christian McCaffrey, too.
Now, but here's the bigger part. Ready? You come out of a late bye week, week 12. And now you're prepared for the stretch run that every year you dominate. Calendar flips to November. The Bills are typically one of the best teams in football.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go. Calendar into December, they run through it all. And I'll tell you right now, hey, guess what? Five games after the bye week are played in December. It's where the Bills are at their best.
Right, and they're playing the AFC least for multiple
the last
of them.
Three games.
Yeah.
Of it. But you're playing the NFC in three of those games straight, mm-hmm. and then you're finishing with New England, the Jets, New England.
NFC's one, some of NFC's best, by the way.
Some of the NFC's best. Mm-hmm. You've got the Niners coming out of the bye week,
mm-hmm. who are getting
at
healthier home
on Sunday Night Football.
The Rams are meh.
The Rams are bad.
Yeah,
honestly. And then Detroit is
a Super Bowl contender,
and Detroit is probably your best opponent left.
That's going to be a really, I cannot wait for that game. That's going to be a good one.
But why am I looking ahead and I'm overlooking Kansas City? Because this game, ultimately, I don't know if it matters. The only benefit I could see winning this game right now is, yeah, you can have conversations about the one seed again, but ultimately it means you're kind of cementing yourself for the two. That is the biggest benefit you could have from this, is cementing yourself in the two seed inside track. Because the strangest thing is happening right now. Pittsburgh holds the lead in the North. The Texans have kind of fallen off ever since beating the Bills. They're 6-4.
They also have second half collapses in the biggest way possible. They win in the first half and lose it in the second half.
And the Texans have probably the biggest, not second biggest, I should say, shoe-in of a division. The Bills right now it is. Let's call a spade a spade. The AFC least is absolutely what's happening below Buffalo.
Yes. But they have one more win combined, all three of them, than the Bills do just themselves on the season.
It's bad.
Yeah.
So, but the South has never been that much better as of late. The Colts are the biggest threat to the Texans, and they're sitting there at the 8th seed at 4-6. So the thing is, I just realized we're over time on this break. So I have to ask this question later.
Okay.
Probably in the 1 o'clock segment. But ask yourselves, before we get back to it, who are the teams that the Bills and the Chiefs are likely to play within the second round of the playoffs? And the answers will be very similar. And we'll break more of that down coming up on the other side here. Sports Talk Saturday, Derek Kramer, Joe Calley, coming in with you plenty more of Bills, Chiefs, and anything else you want to talk about right here on WGR.